Well, I guess not.
Well, I am now.
Okay. Hey, last night I called you up and said I wanted to bump you on this segment a little bit, but, you know, because I had this great opener and so forth, and you know what? I forgot it. But I got something better for you. You know, yesterday we were talking about, govern America and some weird shenanigans going on with the international community. You remember that?
Yeah, some little thing called the Organization of American States.
Well, I proceeded to go ahead and do some research on that, and, well, I pulled up some notes. And don't worry about it, man. They've been doing this for a long time. It was in the Organization for American States. It's kind of like a global, well, an America-wide network of folks since 1889. They've been working to bring solidarity to the Americas. And, well, it's coming to a town near you. It's coming to Fredericksburg.
Didn't it start like in Bogota, Colombia, or somewhere down there, didn't it?
Yeah,
where it originally first jumped up. Yeah, it's quite an organization. But what I heard, though, also on Darren's was that this was some type of a prototype or an initial program that they were trying to do, starting down here somewhere in these cities, our city and others around us.
Oh, we'll get into that, but I just wanted to let everybody know it's okay. It's just globalism on a regional level,
Oh, that all? Okay.
That's it. Hey, Sam, hit the music. Let's get this going.
There's a knock at your door. You don't even recognize a stranger. It's you from before. Trying to warn you all about the dangers. There's a hole in your head. At least that's what everybody's guessing. It's why you're always misread. It's why you sleep but you never feel rested. You never get your rest in. Hold on to your heart.
My cue to come back in. Well, good morning, folks. We're still here in September, and wow, what an amazing week it's been. Last week we gathered on this radio show and we talked about, you know, the glorious slimy Hillary and how she has it locked in and she stumbles. Wow. And that was like 7 days of useless shenanigans on the, well, corporate U.S. politics type stuff, but it does have a bearing on us here in Texas. Let me go ahead and bring Doc on. Hey, Doc, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hey, hey, it's been a hell of a week, huh?
You might say that, and this morning things were a little explosive to... just put it lightly, officially the mayor of New York said it's not a bomb, but it blew up like a bomb and looks like a bomb, so Okay. Maybe it was a bomb.
Yeah, so every one of you out there in our audience that's listening, if you got a pressure cooker in your house, you're a terrorist.
Oh, my God. You guys got to fill me in. I haven't been looking at the news, and what happened?
Oh, it's insanity. Once again, go ahead, Doc. You've apparently heard about this, too. I've been watching this all night and all morning.
Oh, yeah. They just had another one of those pressure cooker bombs blow up, and then they found another one before it went off. But they
we know
sure.
there's only like four or five trash dumpsters in New York City, right?
Yeah. And right away they made sure that you knew it was no link to terror, at least at the moment in their investigation. Just an average everyday guy blows people up with a pressure cooker and a cell phone. I think about 29 or 30 people got hurt so far. Doesn't look like anybody life-threatening. But again, right before they were getting ready to run some kind of a marathon for the Navy and the Marines, Trump called it a bomb and the media attacked him, and Hillary called it a bomb and nobody said a word. So welcome to the real world.
several questions on that thing. Several questions. For one thing, if people, any of you out there who have any doubts that these things are false flags, that they're created, why, like I don't know if you heard the Anna Faren show there, but why are these attacks always take place on just the general public? If they were an organization that wanted to do something about what's going on in their homeland or wherever you want to talk about, you know, whatever we're doing overseas, if there's a retribution for that, why do they not go after the sources of power that are causing this instead of just the general people out in the city somewhere? I mean, you think about that. You know, if you really wanted to make a statement and do something about what's going on, what your problem is, why do you not attack what is causing it?
Well, being too accurate, I guess, would be my thought on that. I'm not too sure. But I do think that, well, it's highly suspicious.
For one thing, a pressure cooker, a bomb inside of a trash dumpster. We all know those trash dumpsters are just made of like aluminum foil, right? No, they're like quarter-inch thick steel. To do any damage, it would have to be like TNT or something with a very, very high blast force. It's called brisance. You know, the speed of the blast, the intensity of it. And I have not seen any broken out windows. They haven't been showing any of that. I've not seen any of the injured people or, you know, people that were even close to it. You've seen interviews with people that said, yeah, I was down the block in a restaurant and heard a boom and went outside and this, you know, but you don't, I don't know. It's everything's kind of fishy still.
Well, I get it. And Doc, to your point, you know, they'll sit there and go after the Trumpinator and they won't go after the Hillitron. You know, last week it was one of those big things that, you know, Hillary had stumbled and now her health is in question when it was impeccable before that. Now everybody comes out saying, well, we always knew she was ill in this way or that way, but, you know, well, now it's not so bad. But I have been subjected to way too much CNN and MSNBC this week, and way too much can mean really 5 minutes or more. And just listening to the talking heads and the way they're doing it, you know, I don't know about these folks, these individuals in the corporate media and what's important to them, because they seem to say anything they want and lie a lot. Doc, do you watch that stuff? Those Foxes and the MSNBCers?
Well, I think they're all pretty terrible. The best news I've ever found is One America News, and hardly any network has them on. Fox has got way too many bleeding heart liberals, but they're better than the other ones. And what I've noticed lately, if you're a liberal, and that's most of the mainstream media, it doesn't matter what your guy says or does. You find a silver lining and a gift wrap Christmas present no matter what. Where at least the people that claim to be conservative, they'll tear into their own people if they don't like what they're doing. And that seems to be the main difference is people that are more conservative and they tend to analyze like the bombings of yesterday, wonder what's going on here? What's the purpose? Things don't always add up. But if on the liberal media, it always adds up and it's always good for their guy.
Okay. Yeah, I still get terms still screw with me, liberal and conservative, right? You know, we have that rhino term, Republican in name only, I believe it stands for. And I know there's a lot of these Republican guys that say anybody but Trump, and I don't understand that itself, you know. And I don't know which way I want the whole thing to go. You know, there's diamonds, you know, on one side. No, there's no diamonds. You know, I don't see casting a vote in the corporate United States election as bringing any results towards freedom and liberty. I see that, you know, casting a vote towards Donald Trump might get you off the, you know, communist healthcare system or Obamacare or whatever you want to call it. And it might start reversing some of the damage we've done to business in this, you know, land. But you know, that organization of American states, that group that was assembled, it started in 1889 and, you know, moved forward, really didn't get any, well, teeth until 1948, from what I've seen. Now, in 1948, they got together to, well, say, we don't want communism, but it seems like we're in communism now. And, well, maybe that's what they wanted in the first place, because today, well, actually coming up next year, starting in April, they're going to be getting together with San Antonio, New Braunfels, Fredericksburg, and a bunch of different things. And they're going to share, I don't know what the heck they're going to share, because what are we? You know, I know Fredericksburg itself is a great tourist town, right? And so we could probably, well, handle some upper-class tourists coming in from Honduras that rule the place, or, you know, maybe some Colombian kings or whatever they have over there. And so we can definitely do some tourist stuff for them, let them walk up and down the main street drinking a beer, wearing a cowboy hat. Yeah, I get where we're at. But they've lowered the nation, the corporate United States has lowered itself to these third-world countries, and now I'm talking about partnering with them, to the extent that when everybody complained that the corporate United States elections are rigged, right? And then, of course, the president, the CEO, President Barack Obama, says, no, I don't know anything about that, right? Well, now they're talking about the United Nations coming in to monitor our elections. Well, the Organization of American States, the OAS, you know, well, they're coming in. They've been monitoring elections all over America, or, well, the continent of America, north and south. You know, they sit there and they go out to villages and they walk around in the mud and do all this and that. Now we are a third world, folks. They have brought the United States of America, the corporate U.S., if you will, down to its knees. It's reverting. So now we need an organization like the OAS to come in and, well, give us their best practices, because, well, they have been, you know, managing places like Costa Rica and, you know, Venezuela just fine. I don't know. It kind of freaks me out a little bit. Hey, we're going to be bringing Susan Danzler on in a few minutes. And Susan Danzler is very important to me, as she's one of these people here in Fredericksburg that, well, they've been on a path that's different than my path to raise awareness. Now, Susan Danzler is involved with the Republican Party here in Fredericksburg, Texas, as well as a lot of different groups, including, you know, the Tea Party. And the man, I hope your guys' Tea Parties out there are, I don't know if I want to say as good as the Tea Party. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I know the Tea Party's got a lot of flack in the beginning. And Alan, maybe you can expand on that. Everybody just went off on these Tea Partiers, and I remember it was a unified Soros operation to begin with. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, look, who was it that they brought in as all of a sudden they were the leaders? I mean, these are people who were involved in all kinds of, you know, Republican shenanigans. I mean, God, who was it that they brought in? Man, I'm blanking out now. I'm getting old, I guess.
Oh, I know. It happens. It happens. But, you know, several years back, we had the lay of the land was different. Everybody was pissed off again. And we had the Occupy Wall Streeters again. And they sat there and got funded. And they, you know, Soros brought them breakfast burritos and all this other stuff and focused them one direction and brought this big...
They took that energy that we all thought, you know, was in the right direction. They took that energy and they took it, and from the top, they started steering it in a whole different direction. You know, down at the lower echelons, you know, the people still think they're doing good, but where the power ultimately goes and what it ultimately stands for, you know, was all twisted and changed.
That's right. And I think that that happened with the Tea Party, and I don't remember all the roots of that. But I do know that a lot of them have, they've gone off to focus on their own problems and keep it focused at home. And the one here in Fredericksburg, from all the reports that I've ever gotten of it, well, they do have that kind of strategy. They're looking at the local city. They're looking at, you know, affecting Texas as a whole. So we should have Susan Danzler on, you know, anytime. So, Sam, you want to just bump me when you get her on? I appreciate it. I don't know if I actually told you in the first part that we were bringing her on, but, you know, looks like Susan, no ringy. Hold on a second. Hey, why don't you take over for a second, Doc, and I'm going to get an alternate phone number for Sam.
All righty. Back to what we were talking about, the Tea Party of today, it has been manipulated, controlled, and kind of silenced, it seems like. The powers to be, if they were around back during the original Boston Tea Party, they'd have moved it out so far in the sea that nobody would have ever known it happened. And today, personally, I couldn't align myself with the Democrats since John Kennedy's days, and I certainly don't see myself as a Republican because I think they're all in the same bed. So I wouldn't even say an independent. I'm a none of the above kind of person. I have to know the person we're voting for. And it's
Doc,
like Ted, what's that?
Doc, what you are, Doc, is you are what we all like to refer to as an American.
Well, yes.
What this country was supposed to be.
Yeah, if it's up to me, we would do away with all political parties. We would do away with getting Secret Service just because you run for an office. We would eliminate completely the ability to get tax money to run for office. And we would let people earn it on their merit and the old-fashioned way of knocking on doors and meeting your neighbor and letting them decide from town hall meetings.
Mm. Yeah, you know, get someone in there besides just the if you want to call them the elite, you know, all these SOBs are related in one way or another, you know, 36 cousin, 12 times removed or something, but still they're in a familiar line.
It always seems to come down to money, right, Doc? Doesn't it? I mean, they buy the elections.
Well, yeah, it's so corrupt today, and that's one of the reasons I keep telling everybody, we all need to get back involved, no matter how corrupt we know it is. So that if they pull this stunt on Trump and the election is rigged and he loses like I think he will, and I hope I'm wrong, then he has the money and the power and the connections to go back and prove that they did it. But he's going to need all of us to have been part of this very bad system right now so that he can show the corruption if it has to go all the way to the Supreme
Court.
I don't know.
I really don't know, Doc, that it would make a one bit of difference if we were all witnesses to the big charade, because it's happened before and we've been witnesses before, and it falls on deaf ears.
How apt is, these are not the droids you're looking for. They can put anything in front of us that they want to, but because they control the majority of the people's main source of information, which is the little glowing box in everyone's house and almost every room in every house now, and they control that, and these are not the droids you're looking for, and that is good enough for most of the public.
Yeah, the only difference is Trump's got the money and the connections that he might take the lid off of this if they screw him over.
How many other people have we seen run for these offices that say just the most beautiful, wondrous, wonderiferous things that you'd ever want to hear? Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to make America great again. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And they get in, and even if they try to do something, they really can't, because we know that all they are is a meat puppet. They're the public representation of the powers that be. And if they actually ever try to do anything, you end up like, basically like Hitler. You know, you talk to people from over in Germany. Hitler did great things for the German people, and because he was doing that, he was going against the wishes of those who put him in power, and that's why Hitler is made out to be just this savage villain that everyone says, oh, you're a Hitler. You know, I even catch myself doing it. It's so ingrained.
Well, there's our music. We'll be right back.
Best intentions, I wish I'd pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We're back in surprise, surprise, surprise. I had a scheduling snafu. You see, that's kind of live radio for you. Well, live radio. I guess I produce this thing all week long, try to figure out stuff. And, well, I'm consistent, if nothing else. And Susan Danzler, looks like my communications has her coming on at 9:15, and I am trying to bring her on at 8:15. Sorry, Susan. So we're going to go ahead and get a little sideways, and we'll flip this thing on its head. John Jarnicki, President of the Republic of Texas, are you out there? Because we needed to talk to John a little bit last week. He was planning on calling in, but I said the 512 number's too quick, and he wasn't able to write him down. The 800 number is live and kicking, folks. That's kind of nice, right? 1-800-313-9443. So, President Jarnicki, please call in. We'll bring you on as soon as we round the commercial break. He wanted to talk to us about the elections over at the Republic of Texas, thetexasrepublic.com, and some of the things that are going on over there. Maybe we can pick his brain on the organizational structure over there. That'd kind of be nice. But man, I know we're talking about corporate U.S. elections, and we're talking about, well, the Trumpinator and the Hillitron, and, you know, they're the big battling beasts and the corrupt media. It's always interesting when you look at it, and I have a hard time saying I want Trump to win. There's part of me that wants him to, well, have the election stalled, because I'm for a free and independent Texas, and that stimulates a lot of people's emotions here in Texas if that actually happens. If Hillary gets elected, there will be a lot of people that are just ready to make the shift, that give up the last vestiges of hope. And I find solace in that. Yeah, I find peace in that. And I understand that, well, Trump might start making America, well, closer to what they told me it was when I was a kid, but maybe not. There's been a lot of men that have tried to do that for the corporate United States, and, well, they haven't really done a good job. Doc, do you see where I'm coming from on that one?
Oh, I do. And the last guy that really, really stood up and was taking on the Federal Reserve and everything else was John Kennedy. And about 11 days after he announced that he had come across a group that wanted to subjugate every man, woman, and child in this country, 11 days later, he was killed in Dallas. So I don't know if Trump's a giant distraction or the real thing, but it sure beats anything we've had in a long time.
Alan, what do you think?
Yeah, if he is real, the people that are in power, we know, I'm pretty dadgum sure that they would have no qualms against dropping a nuke on the White House and saying Iran did it or Russia did it. And that, then we'd be off to the races again. That's all we need, is a major traumatic event, especially the death of a president. Mm. But they would have no qualms about doing that if he is a real impediment to what their long-term goals are. I've just read too much and just reviewed too much of the real history that most of us have been lied to through omission about. And it's very evident that these plans will continue unless there is a major, major revolt. Hmm. It's not going to be a political revolt, I'm afraid, people. A political revolt will not. They're not going to give up the power that they've gained to this point. They're close to what their end goal is. They've got most of the people, most of the nations on this planet cowed and kind of under their wing through tyranny, basically. And
right.
It's not going to be let go just because someone says, "Ooh, you hurt us. You hurt our feelings. Now you've got to go and leave the table and get out of our sandbox." No, that doesn't work.
Well, I found it fascinating last week, and I see we have John Jarnicki on the line, but hang in there, John. We're gonna do the break real quick because we only got about another minute left on this segment. Man, I don't know where to start with this. The glowing rectangle, the big box, the TV out there, the talking heads. Last week, Trump comes out for 15 seconds and says that he believes that, you know, what's his name, the Obama guy, that he was born in the U.S. And then I go, well, who cares? We already went over all that. He's gone, right? But then for a day, maybe 2 days, they focus on, well, is Trump right? Should we spank Trump? Should we do this? And they didn't cover the news. Man, is corporate media, U.S. media, that big of a criminal? Yeah, yep, they are. Hang on, folks, Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Coming around the, well, the top of the bottom of the top of the hour. Yeah, it's something like that. Hey, you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm Steve O'Brien. Got Alan Crusher on the line as well as Dr. David Krupa. And, well, we have a special guest this next half hour or so. John Czarnecki, the president of the Republic of Texas. Your time is short, isn't it, John?
Yes, it is. First Monday in November is when I leave office as president, and the new president takes over, which is Ed Brenham, who was the vice president.
You looking forward to getting some time off?
Yes, I am. It's been hectic, especially ever since the 14th of February last year. It has been. That first few months I mean, it was extremely hectic. It was hard to get any work done with all the TV and radio and newspaper interviews that we'd had. But things are moving on, and hopefully we can put that behind us, but I don't think it's over yet.
Well, no, we don't have a free Texas at this point, so we got a lot of work. Hey, last week after the show, you called up and you were telling me that you wish you could have made a call into the show because you had a message for folks. What did you want to share with them?
Well, after that rally that Doc Green had over at the East Lawn of the Capitol Building, 2 weeks ago. You know, there were several different organizations that were represented there. I ended up being the second to the last speaker on that, but the latest polls show that over 50% of the people in Texas who have been polled about being independent and getting away from the U.S., have said yes, they're going for independence.
Right.
My thing is that we're all on the same page of music, basically. There is no way that any two people or any two groups are ever going to agree on everything. It's impossible.
No.
But we need to keep our eye on the goal, which is Texas independence, and work toward that, getting there. There are people who are members of Freedom Texas who regularly attend our congressional sessions, and there's no reason why people of that can't run for office. You know, all they have to do is sign their affidavit that they're Texas or Texian nationals. You know, if they've lived here 6 months at the least, why, then they can vote and take part and be part of the government. And we're urging people from other organizations who have a like mind of Texas independence to come aboard and hold office and help us make some decisions and make it move right along is what I'm trying to say on that.
I think there needs to be a spirit of cooperation between the different groups focused on the same goal. And I know I for one, fall short in that area, but I'm looking to... You know, since you brought it up, I think, yeah, we need to do more, John. You're absolutely right. We've got to do more.
Yeah, it's one of those deals, you know, that, as I said earlier, nobody is ever going to agree on everything. And we realize that. We understand that. But let's make it happen. Let's get it done. Then we can hash out the differences through the elected offices within the Republic, and go from there.
Okay.
Doc brought up an interesting point earlier, which was when I was installed as president, I had 27 points, which I don't remember them all now, but one of them was no political parties. And I think that that's certainly the way to go. You know, when you get Republicans and Democrats or whatever, and they have their own agenda, and Republicans and Democrats basically is two sides of the same dang coin. What we get, what we pay for, basically. And
hey, John, here, let me bounce you. I understand your point of no parties, right? And I think that that's a good segue to how does the Republic of Texas, according to the Constitution of the Republic of Texas, how does the government look and how does it differ from, let's say, the corporate U.S. elections? They're totally different animals. Your position as president is totally different than the guy that stands on the Capitol Hill and makes laws. Tell me about the Republic of Texas per its Constitution.
Well, in the Republic of Texas, there is term limits for the president and the vice president as part of the Constitution. We're only allowed to serve a one-term deal. That's 3 years. The Senate and the House, there is no term limits on that. But that is up to the people. You know, if you elect somebody and they're not doing their job the way that the people say that think that it ought to be done, then the people have the authority to recall or wait till the next election and elect somebody else. The House of Representatives has a one-year term. The Senate has a three-year term. And the Senate is split into basically three classes. So every year there are a third of the senators who are reelected. But the House members have to run to be reelected every year. So that's one of the big differences.
Mm.
Our Constitution was somewhat, we used the U.S. Constitution for guidelines when the Republic of Texas Constitution was written. Fact of the matter is, in 1824, in the Mexican Constitution, they also in some way copied the U.S. Constitution. So when the framers of the U.S. Constitution put it all together, they obviously had something on the ball, you know, to be copied in some way or another in not only the Republic of Texas and Mexico, but there are other nations throughout the world who have copied to some extent the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So it was well thought up. In my opinion, I believe that it had to have been somewhat inspired from above in order to get it there. But due to people's apathy, you know, they're not holding the elected officials' feet to the fire.
Hey, Alan, are you out there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
You know, whenever we start talking about, you know, Texas politics and everything, for some reason, the movie, to put in a reference that most people will realize, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. You remember that movie? Rancid's daughter was running to, you know, to go to the big capital, you know, and he was just in a little town, but everyone knew Rancid's daughter, you know. Everyone knew their representative. They knew who he was, his background, you know, if he'd done what he'd said in the past, you know, if he's an honorable man. That's about the only way that a government could work.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see it work that way. Some would say we've gotten too big and we need to have this representative thing. The question I wanted to throw to you, Alan, real quick was, I guess John says that the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of Mexico, and the Republic of Texas Constitution was a gift from above. But, you know, some people say that that was a gift from below because, well, the Articles of Confederation actually did a better job of organizing, you know, disparate countries to in a mutual defense type position. Do you remember that argument there, Alan?
Yeah, which is just an opinion. Everyone can have one, I guess, and depending on how much you've studied, everyone has a slightly different one. But yeah, you know, that's another thing where a good idea was transmuted into something that was controllable by they, them, whoever you want to call them. You know, the ones that are ultimately, you know, the financial, you know, the railroad magnates and the steel magnates and the ones who have all the money that, you know, all the what I call one-up and backstabbing brown-nosed and rat bastards of this world want. They want the money, the prestige, and the power.
Now, John, the only reason I throw that in is because I need to keep that argument afloat, right? As we free Texas, I believe in a constitutional republic, and I think the framework of a constitution right way to go. Nobody's made a coherent argument at how we could manage this thing. How do we manage governments of the world, or how do we make a better place? And I've read the Constitution of the Republic of Texas, and well, the U.S. Constitution, they don't follow that. And I think it's a good thing. So I just wanted to let folks know that there are arguments to every, you know, little bit. And you've actually pondered a lot of those thoughts yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And you brought up the Articles of Confederation for the U.S. And in a lot of ways, it was probably a better document. But it came about to being this representative or democratically represented republic. And I'm sure we've all heard it when they were writing the Constitution of the U.S. Some lady asked Ben Franklin, "What kind of government have you given us?" And he said, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." And it's gotten so far away from the original intent that it's almost unrecognizable. How many times have you heard you go into somebody's courtroom and the judge says the Constitution does not apply here? And that's the people's own fault for letting that happen. We've got to get off our hind ends and get out there and vote in a lawful manner to make sure that if you vote for A, your vote is counted. But it's been so corrupted over the years, even back as far as Abe Lincoln. I read an article here in Barnes Review a few months ago about how the election that Abe Lincoln got in was corrupted at that time. That's how Abe got in. And there's also a book that I have, which you still have, Steve, about the Louisiana Connection.
Oh, it's a great book, John.
When you read that, you can find out of all the corruption that took place back then with Andrew Jackson and that. So the corruption basically within the U.S., even though they had the Constitution and it was written and approved and everything was a go, they already started their wheeling and dealing, I would say starting after Adams was elected president.
Yeah, and Alan's term, brown nosing, backstabbing rat bastards. I guess that applied to the people that founded Texas too, to a certain extent. Because I remember that book that I have of yours, the Louisiana in the role in Texas independence or something like that. It did seem like that. It was a different time. But where we are today, and am I getting you right, John, that we all need to work together to get this thing turned around, and there's no more just sitting on the sidelines just doing whatever. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It needs to come together on the ultimate goal, and that is Texas independence.
Okay.
And if people would get off their butts and rather than sitting on the fence. And I hope somebody that's sitting on the fence doesn't have hemorrhoids and sitting on a picket fence, because that can cause some problems. But people need to get off their butts and help make this happen.
Well,
you know, I've been at this for 19 years.
Well.
And, yes, we've made a lot of mistakes over the years, but we have learned from them and we're moving forward, but damn it, we can't do it alone. We need help.
I know. That's what everybody's saying. I know the folks over at Freedom Texas, Texas Nationals, Republic of Texas, everybody's looking for help, you know. Maybe we are our own help, is kind of like I believe what I'm trying to say. Maybe we need to reach out more to the Texas Nationals, to Freedom Texas. They need to reach out to us too. And with that, we can form some kind of cohesion and a focused goal and maybe get somewhere. You know, that's kind of been our goal the entire time we've had this show, John. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
I think we're making small little bets, but we need to push this through. How do we do that? Tell me.
Well, we need to get people in to fill these offices, run for election. I mean, there are special elections that that can be had. I know when I, or during my term as president, I have signed several special elections where people decided that, yes, they'd like to help and take part in the government. You know, but it's still available. The only thing that we ask is that somebody wants to run for an office, read the rule book that we have to go by, which is the Constitution. There are obviously some parts still in the Constitution that need to be changed. When you do a constitutional amendment, it is a two-year process. Say some constituent says, hey, this needs to be changed. Well, it gets introduced in the legislature and voted on, yay or nay. Then it has to go to the next session of Congress. And then it's either up or down. Then it goes on the ballot to be voted on by the people.
Hang on, folks. That's the music. We'll be right back. John Jarnicki, President of the Republic of Texas, is with us. Republic of Texas Radio.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, let's do this. Texas Nationals, Freedom Texas, Republic of Texas. Hey, all you guys out there, it's time to get involved, time to reach out to, well, everybody else and say, well, how can I help? Find a way to help. John Jarnicki is here with us today, and he's saying that we can't do this alone. So that's at thetexasrepublic.com. Go ahead, go over there. Take a look at what they're doing. Find out more about what they are doing. John, the next joint congressional session is on the second Saturday of next month. That would be October, what, I can't remember. But it's on the second Saturday.
Eighth.
Okay. Where is it going to be?
Tentatively, it's going to be in Cleburne. Okay. And it's the place that Freedom Texas meets. We have had our congressional meetings there before, and we hope to be able to have get several Freedom Texas people there who will commit and decide to run for office. They've got a lot to offer. Texas Nationals have a lot to offer, and we certainly have a lot to offer too, with the mechanism necessary to make it happen. The 1836 Constitution, when we became in one manner or another part of the United States, was just put into abeyance, is the proper term, which means it's kind of put on hold. When we brought it out of abeyance in 2005 and reestablished the Republic of Texas as a legitimate government, one of the first things we did at that time was come up with several constitutional amendments, and most of them had to do with taking out the parts that said Indians and women and black folks could not vote or have any part of it. The amendments was proposed. It went through the second session of Congress and was approved. Then it went on the ballot. In 2007, in the fall election, those amendments were approved and made part of the Constitution. There are other things within the Constitution which should also be changed, in my opinion, or clarified, kind of brought up to date. And that can be done, but it needs to start and needs to move on with people getting involved. And we've not had that. We've had people that, over the years, that have run for office. I don't know whether it's an ego trip or what, but they have gotten elected, and you may see them for one session, and then you never see them again. I don't know. When I did that speech over in Austin, one of the things that I brought up is when my kids or grandkids ask some years down the road, what have you done, or what did you do to help bring this about? I want to be able to say that I did as much as I could possibly do. I became involved, and I did what I could.
That's good.
All the people here in Texas, what did you do?
Good words. John Jarnicki, President of the Republic of Texas. Thank you, John. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Intimate connection with the spirit world, learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.